Good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I am way late. I woke up way late, so I'm kind of running around. But I did want to go over this, what I read today. If you go to chapter 4 of 1 John, verse 4, it says, "Ye are out from the origins of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." My mom said this to us so much, so many times. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. So no matter what's going on in the world, God's greater, man. God is greater. If you jump over, first of all, actually, I'm going to go down to 15. "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." It's that simple. It is that simple. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. And you're a son of God, sired of God, born spiritual. Verse 16, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." I catch myself, or have caught myself in the past, being judgy. Not necessarily judging whether or not someone believes in God. That's not really on me. But just essentially sizing them up, sizing people up. It wasn't until I started renewing and renovating my thoughts and praying for them and catching those thoughts like, hey, gotta pray for them. Oh, what are they wearing? Gotta pray for them. I love them. Until I started changing those thoughts, it's when I really started seeing the love that God hath to us. That love that He sees you in a perfect state of love. "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world." In God's love, God's Spirit, we're both. "There is not fear in love, but perfect love, it casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Isn't that the truth? God's love, and when you renovate your mind to the things of the Spirit, when you renovate your mind to the Word, you're going to start to walk in love. You're going to start to see and remove the fear that's in your life. We are not to fear. You're not to be anxious for one thing, but in all things through prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific requests be declared unto God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not to live in fear. That's the point. And it's not easy. "Tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope will never cause you shame, ever." That's the expectation of future good. Chapter 5, verse 1, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born or begotten or sired of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him." If you love Christ, you love God. And if you love God, and if you believe in the name of Jesus Christ and confess it, you're a son of God immediately. Verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, in order that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Whosoever is born or begotten of God overcometh the world. Overcometh or is victorious over the world. And this is the victory with that overcometh the world, our faith. It's faith that sets you apart. It's faith that puts you above and beyond. You gotta believe. You gotta believe. You have to have a firm reliance in what the Word says. And you also have to understand this stuff is spiritual. It is not carnal. Now, these commandments that he's talking about here, if you have to understand the context of this, because there are two new commandments. If you go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which which he hath gave us. It's that Holy Spirit. It's that power from on high. You live in a tremendous administration. You can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. You're victorious over the world. And that victory comes through faith, having that firm reliance and belief and conviction in what God says. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. It's to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that's going on. I actually thank you for my golf game. I'm thankful that over these years you've opened that up and kind of taken care of that piece of my heart that I wanted, Father, and that thing that I asked for. Just the details I'm very grateful for. I pray again for my brother that he gets 100% strength in his hand and feeling in his hand and movement. I thank you for the business and for everything that's going on, that we can whip this thing into shape and that we can produce and that it's a blessing for everyone and all those that are working with us and everyone that receives stuff and that we can get everything out on time. I also pray for just all of the details of the business and everything that needs to get produced and that you kind of just guide me in all that and step by step and how to handle it and the financial aspect of all of it. I pray for each one of your believers and my family and that you just take care of them, that you love them and show your love to them. And I pray and ask for a great day today. I thank you again for your son and what he did for us. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.